Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Time now for our daily tech and business report, and today we are joined by Bloomberg's Matt Day. Amazon is closing its brick-and-mortar Amazon Fresh and Amazon Go stores, some of which will be turned into Whole Foods locations. Matt, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Yeah, sure thing.
Why is Amazon closing these specific brands now?
So they only started Amazon Fresh and Amazon Go a handful of years ago, and they just weren't able to make them profitable enough for them to justify a continued expansion. Right at one point, you know, they had hoped to have Go convenience stores as common as Starbucks outlets, and they wanted Amazon Fresh to be a real rival to folks like Walmart or Kroger stores, and that just didn't pan out.
And how does this affect Amazon's overall grocery ambitions?
So it definitely puts more eggs in the Whole Foods basket, so to speak. They bought Whole Foods way back in 2017, about 550 stores, and that is clearly their biggest kind of physical presence in grocery. The other thing it emphasizes is that, you know, Amazon, you know, has this online business that would sure love to do more business in grocery. They've struggled with that in the couple of decades since starting that journey, but they're farther along now than they've ever been before.
Okay, so does that mean that online delivery is expanding?
It does, yeah. They have been working in the last couple of years, especially to stock more produce, more meats, et cetera, in their sub-same-day delivery and same-day delivery facilities. So what that means is, you know, when you make an order on Amazon in a lot of major cities around the U.S., chances are you're in range for grocery delivery, and that's something they hope folks take them up on.
So what happens to these existing store locations, the Fresh and Go stores?
We don't have a full count. Some of them are going to turn into Whole Foods locations. You know, some of them, if history is a guide, are probably just going to shutter and, you know, may well stay vacant storefronts in some spots. There's a whole lot of strip malls out there and not a lot of takers given the wave of bankruptcies through retail these days.
What is this new supersized concept?
Yeah, so outside of Chicago, Amazon hasn't told us a ton, but we do know they're pursuing a sort of Walmart-sized store. You know, they say that's going to stock general merchandise, it's going to stock groceries. Very much looks like they're, you know, still plugging away in physical retail. Even if their grocery banner is gone, they're gonna cook something else up new for us.
And what's going to happen to the Just Walk Out technology? I've seen that at Whole Foods.
Yeah, another place you might see it is stadiums or concert venues, right? Places where you want to grab a drink, you know, quickly and get back to your seat. That is the model for the near future. Amazon is licensing that to other retailers. No more Amazon Go stores, you know, operated by themselves. But that's a technology that they're keen to get in the hands of other retailers, particularly in spots where the folks have a time crunch and want to get in and out real quick.
I still have to try that. I do want to try that, but I haven't done it yet. How are store employees being affected?
So it's going to mean a lot of layoffs. We understand it's likely in the low thousands in terms of hourly store workers. Amazon has said it's going to work to find spots for those folks, you know, whether in Whole Foods stores, in Amazon warehouses. We're not clear how many cuts it's ultimately going to mean. And, you know, probably a loss of jobs for a few dozen folks at Amazon's corporate roles, you know, primarily in Seattle and Austin, we're hearing as well.
All right. Thank you so much for the update. We certainly appreciate you. That is Bloomberg's Matt Day, and you can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.